Finally, I can report on some edible action. Guys, it has been weeks of northeasterly winds. It's been more days than we could count that we have been talking about some non-edible action. And you know what? This week on this show, we have got other species to talk about. And not just other species. We are talking about some mega-sized shad. We are talking about huge tuna. I mean, pretty much one of the biggest tuna that I have seen coming out of the South Coast. And all that tuna is heading towards us. We are talking about bass out of Mudma. Guys, the fishing this past week has been prolific. It has exploded with a variety of species, species that we haven't spoken about in weeks. And I am glad to report about it this week because it just feels so refreshing to talk about something apart from the sandies, something apart from the honeys and diamonds. Now, don't get me wrong, there are still those diamonds around. In fact, Imtanzini Banks this weekend is poised for some incredible diamond action. So if you are still chasing that inedible species, well, that's certainly the area to be. But we will talk about that later on in the show. Right now, we are just super excited about the variety of catches coming out of our KZN coastline. And as always, we will get into it. We will get into it in great detail. That is why you are listening to this podcast, because of the detail we get into with our fishing in KZN. But before we kick off the show, guys, as always, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and these are the stores where you can go and get rigged up for that variety of species.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
And there you have it. I could have not said it better myself. Guys, the Kingfisher really do have absolutely everything, and we are going to need everything because we have got everything coming out of KZN this week. There is certainly a species to catch with no matter what facet of fishing you are into. Whether you are into your freshwater, whether you are into your light tackle, heavy tackle, spinning, offshore, kayak, jet ski, whatever facet you are fishing. Guys, there is something coming out. And there is not just something coming out. There is some beautiful fish coming out. So let's start off down the South Coast with what's coming out from there. And we are going to kick it off with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's also feeling as excited as I am. Guys, here's Adam reporting from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow listeners. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So, guys, we've definitely had a fairly good week in terms of fishing. The non-eds are definitely still around. It does seem to be, though, that the numbers are slightly dropping off, as I'm hoping that all those hammers and those greys and the duskies and all those sort of fish have definitely had their bellies filled, and then they're going to grow nice and bigger, and they're going to bugger off, and we're going to start catching some edible fish again. But it has definitely been that case where the water's been a bit dirty and a bit clean in certain places. And with this west and east blowing back to kind of normal again, we're finding some days definitely the water's a bit more brown, and some days it's a bit more sort of greener or bluer in certain patches. Now, the edible fish we can finally start talking about, because it looks like things are finally getting back to that sort of pattern again where, you know, these days and days of endless days of east finish are finally sort of dropping off and just buggering off, and that west is starting to blow through, which we used to. So that being said, in terms of the edible fish, we've had Josie with a beautiful blackside and stonebream at Margate Pier. So nice to see that place kind of getting back to its groove again, but it's been a while, I must admit. We've got Godfrey with the nice cave bass. We've got Leon with a lacquer brusher, so well done there. We've got Nabs with a lesser, Mr. Pinar with a bus of a tuna in Port Edward of 50 kilos. I mean, absolutely bus. We've also got Rachel from South Coast Fishing Adventures on YouTube catching a tank of a shad, 6.5 kilos. I mean, that is a bomber-sized shad. I mean, you get Garrick that size. And we've also got Eckhart from Brew Baits catching a lacquer kingie on light tackle recently. So all of our spots, you know, from Manaba, Uvongo, Shelly Beach, you know, Stabell, Orange Rocks, everywhere at this stage, you know, Port Edward, it's just been producing fish. And even in terms of fish off the boats, you know, we've had quite a nice color line, but it seems that the brown is definitely surface level and underneath it's been a lot cleaner. So the fish have definitely been sitting on the ground. So I would say any baits that have been thrown that haven't really been floated, you know, really high, or any sort of top bung baits for shad, if you wish, haven't really been catching the fish finish. So I would say definitely ground baits have been the flavor of the day. However, that also being said, there's quite a lot of lessers around in hounds, especially in these shallower gullies and stuff where you're targeting your blacktails and your bronzies and your cave bass. So you're going to get picked up by those on occasion, but that is still okay. It's not that bad because, as we know, a pull is a pull and it's better than no pull, Vinesh. So it does seem that we are getting the edible fish coming back on the bite. The guys on the boats are being rewarded with some tuna and some nice fish again. So it seems to be there and thereabouts. So I think just a few more days of some steady west and a bit of a light east, we should definitely get the fishing back on the ball again. Now, moving into the weather, we've got Friday with a nice calm southwest of around 10K. It's till midday when the east kicks in. Fairly calm as well. So Saturday does change to a northeast, however, picking up to around 20Ks plus. And a southwester for Sunday, gusting in the 30s. A wave swell of around 1.5 to 2.5 meters. However, Sunday does pick up to around 2.5 meters plus. We still have really high sort of surface water temps over Nesh, between 24 and 26 degrees. And I did see some indications of 26 to 27 degrees Glenmore further south on the surface. So it does seem there's a bit of sort of warm water on the top and a slightly bit of cooler water on the bottom. So a bit of a thermocline, if you wish. But I do think we're kind of getting back into that groove again. And, you know, we should start getting some snook. And I know there's been a few wahoo around, a couple of Dorados. So, yes, guys, fishing is getting there. So I think just give it a few more days. Hopefully the weather stays the same. We don't have any major rain, any major sort of rivers pushing down. I think we should be back in the luck. And I do think South Coast should start firing on all fours again, Vinesh. So well done catches to all those anglers so far. Let's honestly just cross fingers, cross toes, cross eyes if we have to. Hope that things settle and we can start getting back into those panfish again. Otherwise, guys, I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. Take care, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Great reporting, my friend. Now, guys, all that species that Adam was talking about, all those catches from his friends are on our YouTube channel. So make sure to check it out. And that 50 kilo tuna is something certainly worth looking at. I mean, I was in awe when I saw this because I have been fishing those protea banks for years. Those pinnacles I've been getting out there and I have never caught anything near that. I mean, I think my biggest one was probably about 15 kilos. Majority of my catches were averaging between 8 to 10 kgs. So to see a 50 kilo come out, that is truly a magnificent catch. And we've got it on our YouTube channel. So like we said, go and check it out. And while you're out there, hit that subscribe button. Now let's move on down to Scottsboro, Rocky Bay, Pennington. Guys, over there has been a lot of small sharks, and that says a lot about, you know, what's been going on at the moment. The inedible action is slowing down, and we have started getting reports of more of the rock species coming out to play. So there's been a lot of blacktail quarantine, a couple rock art in between, but that's obviously some positive signs of things, you know, maybe, hopefully, like Adam said, crossing fingers, crossing toes, thumbs, eyes, whatever it is, the patterns are starting to change. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach, Amanzantote. In fact, that whole Ilovo stretch, we are with Gary, where unfortunately during the course of this week, nothing much has happened. However, my intel tells me otherwise. But before I give you my predictions for this week, let's hear what Gary has to say.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here at Ilovo. Yeah, things have been very quiet. We've had some nice water along the beaches and rocks here the last few days. Having said that, very sort of clear and warm, and banks sort of working all over the place. Too many all over the place, really, but still decent water relatively. But very little coming out. A couple of little sandies, one here, there, one there. Maybe a grey here or there. A small, you know, shad or... But You can spend a long time fishing to get a pull, you know. It's just, that's how it is this time of the year on the stretch, I'm afraid. The river's been producing some action. The guys, the ultralight guys, the lures getting little kingies, sandfish, perch, and the like, sea park as well, you know. Apparently there's three types in this river. I've never sort of gone into them for one reason or the other. And, so those guys have been having fun, but the surf itself is pretty quiet. You know, you can always have a luck. The sea's good going through, get a fish, but, it's pretty tough at the moment. I've seen no activity back line and beyond, no sign of bait, anything chasing, chopping, if nothing else. But, chaps, that's the state of affairs here, and good luck to you all, tight lines, until next week then.
Thank you, Gary. Great, honest report, my friend. I really appreciate it. And you know what? He has been absolutely right. There hasn't been much happening this entire week. There has been, like, you know, just the odd fish here and there, but the anglers have really been putting in that effort to get those rewards. However, my intel tells me that this weekend, Warner Beach is definitely going to be producing the fish, because like Gary was saying, there's a lot of those banks out there. But with the conditions that are shaped up for this weekend, all that fish that are sitting behind those banks are going to come over it. And that's going to make some great rock and surf angling. So guys, Warner Beach is certainly an area to consider if you do not want to travel too far this weekend. Now, if you are in Durban and you really do not need to travel at all, guys, Durban is certainly the place where things are shaping up with that edible action. Now, Mike V is pretty excited. Brad is very excited. This is their report for this week.
How's guys? Yes, on the beaches, there has been some nice bite. From quite a bit of good-sized shad coming out to the odd grunt and stumpy on the beaches, still some cob around. But the grey sharks and flatfish have taken a bit of a duck, eh? As soon as the water cools down a bit, those will all pop up again quite quickly. They are here. It's just the warm waters push them out a bit to the cooler, and they will come in as soon as the cooler water pushes in. But yeah, there have been some lovely shad around. Gentleman showed me a picture of one yesterday. It must have gone 4 kilos. And they've all been mainly concentrating between that Laguna to Beachwood sort of a stretch. So, yeah, that's where the area's been. Granted, Stumpy's there as well. Oaks using sardine heads, things like that, no problem. The oaks and the paddle skis and the ski boats have been getting quite a bit of snook. A couple kuta in between the snook in the shallows. I saw one or two pictures of some nice-sized kuta, nice-sized dorado around. Yeah, I saw a nice picture of a prodigal. So, yeah, there have been some good fish around for the ski boaters. On the bottom, there's still been one or two ambers. The guys have been getting one or two keelback in the very deep, and when they find the cooler water, yeah, the ski boaters can go out and have some fun there too. In the bay, the guys are getting some lovely grunter on the banks. There are kingies, there are springer for the light tackle enthusiasts. Now there's one or two snapper cob, things I get. So all three sides seem to be having some nice bite. Should get better as the water cools down a bit. I think this weekend with a flat season is going to be lovely. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Well, good day, guys. Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, guys, fishing over the last week. Guys, there's been quite a few dorado out in the deep. A couple of tuna in that 80 meter zone or from Sloty and Slonga area. But the main thing has been, there's been plenty of snook and the odd kuta in between it. Bottom fishing, general reds, soldiers, rockards, and a couple of killbeck in between. Definitely, guys, the snook are around, so make hay while the sun is shining with them. They're generally in that Blue Lagoon all the way to Mslonga. I've heard of them also off Belita area. Yeah, so they seem to be everywhere. Guys, tight lines, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Great reports. Guys, at the start of the show, I did tell you that there is a variety of species. And after what Mike and Brad just spoke about, there is certainly something to catch for everyone. Whether you are targeting that heavier species or whether you are targeting something edible, you will get fish off Durban. Now, let's head on up to the North Coast, starting off with those areas from Tongaat, moving up to Ballito. Guys, there's been a lot of good size shad. I wouldn't say there's been a shad run. Yes, there were one or two days off Virginia Pier where it did seem like a shad run. And there was a decent amount of fish that came out, but the ones that came out, guys, were pretty good sizes. I'm talking like about 4 to 6 kilo size shad that came out. We all know about that angler that got that 6 kilo on that 5.6 foot rod, which was such an incredible catch. The way he played it was truly, you know what? Yeah, hey, kudos to that angler. I'm sure you saw those videos out there. But apart from that shad, there's been a good amount of cob that's come out as well. Now, they weren't huge. They were good eating size if you are into eating fish. But yeah, they were around that 6 kilo mark, which was a decent sized cob. And those were coming out around that Tongaat, Westbrook, Virginia area. So the fishing has been pretty good out there. And then if you're traveling further up to Ballito and heading into Salt Rock, well, there has been a good couple of sandies that are coming out. The guys that have been fishing for the, you know, scratching species have still been hooking up on the sandies. So really undergunned, but the guys that did land them certainly were having an experience of a lifetime, put it that way. Apart from those sandies in those areas, there has been a couple bronze bream. The water conditions are looking really quite fantastic. And then moving on to Zinkwazi, Blightdale, that stretch of beach. Guys, Safika has reported not much has come out over this past week. It wasn't for a lack of trying from the anglers, it's just catches just weren't as wild as they were the previous week. However, Imtenzini Banks, there were days where we had some easterlies, we had some westerlies, we had some clean patches and some dirty patches of water. And when the anglers did find the right conditions, they were certainly rewarded with some diamonds. Now, speaking about Imtenzini Banks, guys, this weekend, Ray and his friends are heading up there because the conditions are poised to be perfect for diamond action. In fact, it's going to be happening from Saturday into Sunday, and we are really curious to see what catches come out. We know there were a couple during the course of the week, and if Ray is heading out there, we know we are going to be getting excited for that footage that comes through. Heading up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia, same as last week, guys, the odd inedible action. I didn't hear much of the edible side of the from the rock and surf end. However, the offshore side has switched from the Kuta to the tuna. Now, 3 weeks ago we had tuna, then it went into the dories, then it went into the Kuta. Now it's back on the tuna. There's a couple bonnies in between, there's a couple sardas in between that as well. So that tuna is definitely the flavor of the week. And if you are targeting tuna along our coastline, well, right up north or right down south, we are bound to get them in Durban. And when we do, well, you know what? Listen to the podcast and we will tell you when they are out here. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater side of KZN. Moving on to the freshwater, as we know, Jan is away catching grunter on fly. I can't wait to hear about it next week when he's back, and I'm sure he's going to tell us all about it, and he's going to tell us what flies were working and the patterns to use for catching grunter with fly. But for now, I did speak to Michael from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, and as it turns out, Midma is the place to be. Whether you're targeting bass or carp or barbel, Midma is certainly firing on all cylinders. Albert Falls has been pretty quiet of recent times. In fact, this week I hardly got any reports out of Albert Falls. And you know what? We will be doing a story on the concern with carp fishing out of those areas. Now, this is the reason why lots of anglers that are there to protect our species and to fish for the future are switching to specimen carp angling. And we will be touching on this as a separate subject in further podcasts. So look out for it. If you are into carp fishing, guys, we are going to be doing a lot on the specimen side of it. But for now, what I can tell you, the reason the concerns are coming out of Albert Falls is because a lot of anglers are fishing for the carp but going pretty undergunned. They are fishing rather light. and in turn starting to lose the fish and having that line left in the water, which has been becoming pretty hazardous for the carp that's in there. But that's a topic for another day, and we will be speaking to the right people for the right information and the right education on the subject. So that's our carp fishing. Moving on to the yellowfish, well, I didn't get too much information out of Sterkfontein from over this past week. However, this weekend, the conditions are definitely looking great for them. So, guys, yellowfish Sterkfontein this weekend, my reporters has told me it is set up to be absolutely epic. As for the rest of the trout fishing, well, we are waiting for Jan. He is our source. And when he gets back, he will definitely keep us in the loop and let us know what's been happening over this past week and what we can expect for next week as well. So guys, all in all, that is our KZN report for this week. Now, in a nutshell, here's what's going to happen. The sea is going to be flat. The sea is going to be clean. If you want edible action, you got to head down south. If you want that non-edible action, you are going up north. If you want snook, which are wild right now, and like I said, whether you're fishing off a jet ski, a kayak, a ski boat, you will get a snook or a few snook. Once again, bag limits. I will remind you about that at the end of the show. But apart from that snook, if you want kuta, if you want tuna, they are out there. If you want bass, carp, or barbel, they are inland. Guys, KZN is absolutely amazing right now. No matter what facet you are fishing, no matter where you are fishing, we will have bending rods in KZN this weekend. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. I love the show. I love reporting on the variety of species. For Angler New South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugrim. When you are out there, please take a photo, send us the catches, drop it on our social media pages. But more importantly, when you are out there, guys, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.